and more politics. Many opinion polls show President Bush and Senator Kerry about tied. In elections like this, when every vote matters, the campaigns want to encourage non-voters to start participating. In Michigan, there is a man who has a plan, but not everyone likes it. Aaron Toner reports from Lansing.
At Practical Political Consulting, a break room has become a war room for Mark Rebner's latest experiment. His employees are folding and putting sticky tabs on thousands of letters addressed to voters throughout Michigan.
I'd like to just see what happens if we all sort of vote in public. It's sort of as if you lined up the whole street and voted them at the same time. You know, they'd all vote, wouldn't they?
Well, maybe. That's what Grebner's trying to find out. 2,500 households in Michigan are in a big database he put together from public voting records. The people on the list will get three letters. The first one lists which of their neighbors are registered voters. The second one says which of their neighbors voted in the primary, and the third will say who voted in the general election. The letters will only say whether someone voted, and of course, not for whom they voted.
We'll see what happens. One thing that will happen is I'm sure there'll be a lot of screaming and calling.
Grebner says the project is perfectly legal, though he understands some people will find it extremely invasive.
I am sure that one reason this has never been tried is because everybody who might have figured it out also figures out that the short-term public response to it would be very negative, at least by some people.
Grebner says he wants to know whether making voting a truly public act will encourage more people to do it, people like Dennis Vandenberg. He says he remembers getting the first letter a few days ago, but he tossed it without even opening it, along with all the other political mail he gets. After I explained to him what the letter was about, Vandenberg said he doesn't really want his neighbors knowing whether he voted.
We had our civics lessons and the duties to vote. And if people at this point have accepted that or not accepted that, I guess that's up to them. And I don't really, as adults, don't need outside influences telling me to vote or not vote.
Vandenberg says he is a regular voter, but doesn't vote in every single election. He says the idea that his neighbors will know if he doesn't vote probably won't shame him into doing it. But other voters aren't quite so ambivalent. Hurley Wallace lives in Benton Harbor, Michigan. He sent Grebner a letter demanding his name be removed from the project.
First of all, how I vote, when I vote, is nobody's business but mine. I don't even discuss with my wife how I vote.
Wallace says even if voting records are public, it's not right for someone to publish that information to thousands of people.
That's how I feel about it, and I feel very strongly, as I stated in my letter, that I am planning on seeing an attorney about it. That's an invasion of my privacy, and I just might sue.
But Mark Grebner says voting has never been a private act, even if people have come to think of it that way.
You know, people's zone of privacy in some way comes into conflict with the idea of a democracy. Because a democracy, there is this moment that you have to actually participate publicly. You can't really do it in secret.
Grebner figures since nothing else has worked to increase voting dramatically, why not try something a little outrageous? He's not likely to feel the heat if it backfires. In his county, where he's a longtime commissioner, he did not send letters to anyone. For Day to Day, I'm Aaron Toner in East Lansing, Michigan.